This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Mindful Awareness Research Center's Thursday afternoon meditation. My name is Tom here, and I'm one of the mentors with Mark, and I'm calling in from Vancouver, Canada, where I live and work on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And I see lots of people from different parts of the of North America and around the world, and I'd like to extend a really warm welcome to each and every one of you. It's a real pleasure to be here to practice mindfulness with you. And I'd like to invite us to just start with a short meditation and just coming to a comfortable posture, whether in your chair, on your cushion, or maybe it's on your couch or bed, just allowing the body to relax and to just be here, supported by the earth. Perhaps feeling the ground that you're sitting or standing on or lying down on, this connection to the earth, and perhaps just taking a moment to remember the land on which you live, work, and play in this moment. And then knowing that this same land and earth connects all of us. If you wish, if your eyes are open, perhaps just turning your computer to gallery view and just scrolling through the folks on the screen. If you're comfortable, maybe turning on your camera so that we can see you. And if not, that's fine. Perhaps just feeling your presence, feeling each other's presence. Even though we're apart physically, we're connected by this common practice of mindfulness, this common practice of meditation. And as we see the people on the screen, perhaps keeping some attention in your own body, just noticing what's arising inside your body. Perhaps feeling the sense of connection and perhaps not, and letting that be okay. There are 14 pages of little postage stamps on my computer, people from all over the world. So to each and every one of you, welcome. And so now just turning our attention to our bodies, again, seated here or standing here or lying down here. Noticing how we can shift our attention from seeing to feeling the sensations in the body. And just allowing the sound of the chime to just take us into the next few moments. Hello. So I like to define a mindfulness as Diana Winston does, as paying attention to our present moment experiences with curiosity and openness, and this willingness to be with what is, and I like to also add with an attitude of kindness. And by paying attention in this way, what we're doing really is cultivating an awareness of both our internal and external experiences that naturally arises. And so mindfulness is a way for us to show up for what's happening in this moment, rather than thinking about the past or obsessing about the future that hasn't arrived yet. And in today's context with the global pandemic and numerous social and justice issues, there's perhaps lots to be worried about. And all these events and on top of our daily stresses can lead to lots of challenging thoughts and emotions and feelings that can sometimes cause us to react, at least in my case, maybe sometimes badly. However, without awareness, we may miss the many moments that we can celebrate, what we refer to as the pleasant or even the neutral moments in our lives that we miss without paying attention. And of course, one of these things that is kind of more neutral is the sensations of the breathing. And so we use different objects or focuses of attention in mindfulness to bring our attention back to the present moment, to remind us that there is this moment and only this moment right now. So mindfulness is really a skill that we can cultivate to regulate our emotions, to manage our stress and anxiety, and to see each moment more clearly so that we can respond rather than react. And one of the ways that we can kind of manage our emotions is how we pay attention. And I like to look at our attention as like a beam of light, a flashlight, where we can narrow the beam at times and broaden the beam at other times. So for example, we can pay close attention to physical sensations in the body, perhaps an area of comfort or discomfort, or we can broaden the beam of attention to take in the entire body, sensations in the whole body. So for example, if I am experiencing some chronic pain in a part of my body, I can maybe focus in on that area, or I can take a broader view and take in the sensations in my entire body and notice that maybe the pain in that area is changing as I bring a broader awareness to the entire body. So for the next few minutes of this time together, I'd like to just invite us to bring awareness or attention to different objects of awareness. And we can just start by just coming to a comfortable posture, your meditation posture, however that is for you, maybe in your chair. Some of you might be lying down or standing. So just coming to a comfortable posture, and you can have your eyes open with a soft and unfocused gaze directly in front of you. Or if you're comfortable, closing the eyes and taking a few moments now to bring awareness to the sensations in the soles of the feet. Perhaps feeling the heat or coolness here in the soles, pressure, weight, touch, heaviness or lightness, maybe movement or stillness. Or you might feel the sensations in the backs of the legs or the buttocks in contact with your chair or cushion. Or if you're lying down, sensations in the back and the backs of the arms. Taking a few moments now to notice, to feel the sensations of the body, your body's sitting or standing here or lying here. welcoming whatever sensations are arising right now. We can also bring awareness to what thoughts or mood or mind states are present. Just allowing these to be here because they're here anyway. Welcoming them. And taking a few moments now to notice how the heart is feeling right now, what emotions are present, and also welcoming these because they're already here. Now, turning our attention to the sensations of breathing. And you might notice the sensations of the breath at the nostrils. Some of us might notice the sensations of breathing at the chest, rising and falling there, or the belly. And others might notice that they're feeling the sensations of breathing in the entire body. So choosing one of these areas where the breath or breathing is clearly felt, and then resting your attention here as if you would a beam of light. Just a narrow focus on the sensations of breathing at the nostrils or the belly or the chest. Entire body. And when you notice that the attention goes off from this point, just noticing where it went, and then coming back, bringing the attention back kindly and gently to this focus of attention. And there's no need to manage or control the breath in any way. The body knows how to breathe, so just letting the body do its job. Receiving breath. Just feeling the sensations of breathing, the entire duration of the in-breath and the out-breath. And when you notice that the attention is no longer on the breath, we can just note where it went to thinking or planning, memories. And then gently escorting the attention back to the sensations of breathing at the nostrils, the belly or the chest or the entire body. Bringing the attention back kindly without giving ourselves a hard time. Now I'd like to invite you to open up the awareness around the sensations of breathing to include the sensations in the entire body. However, if you wish to stay with attending to the sensations of breathing, please do so. Otherwise, including sensations in the entire body from head to toe, side to side, front and back. Just allowing the attention to gradually widen, to take in sensations from deeper within the body or all the way out to the surface of your skin and all the sensations in between. There may be areas where there are no sensations, and other areas where there might be more intense sensations. So just allowing the attention to go wherever it wants to go. And as we attend to sensations in your body, just noticing how the mind reacts or responds to them. Perhaps noticing areas of ease or tension, bracing or relaxation, softness or hardness, heat, cool, weight, sharp or dull sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Feeling sensations from the inside out. And of course, the attention will wander and we might judge, or the mind will have all kinds of commentary. We can just notice these as thoughts and then gently and firmly returning the attention back to the direct experience of the body, physical sensations. And as we pay particular attention to the physical sensations in our bodies, we might notice some areas of more intensity. Maybe some areas that we have labeled as painful. And now the option, or the invitation, I guess, is really to bring our attention to the area of intensity, either right into the center of this area of intensity, or to the edges, or moving in and out from the center to the edges, or moving out further from the edges to take in the entire body and the area of intensity. So just being curious, where does the attention go and how do we want to work with this area of intensity? Noticing what happens when we bring a more narrow focus to this area or a wider focus to it. And now on an out-breath, letting go of our attention on the sensations of the body and the breath. And on an in-breath, bringing our awareness to our ears and turning our attention to sounds, to hearing. Noticing that the awareness is a bit broader now as we take in sounds from inside our bodies or outside the body. The sound of my voice, or the sound of silence, sounds between sounds, the silence between sounds. Becoming aware of particular sounds or aware of the entire soundscape from all around us. Just allowing the attention to zoom in and zoom out. And of course, even as we intend to pay attention to hearing and to sounds, the mind will have a mind of its own and the attention will wander away from our ears to thinking, to plans, to memories, anything but where we want our attention to be. And again, just letting this be the way it is, acknowledging it, and then bringing the attention back to hearing. And now either staying and continuing to attend to sounds, or if you wish, join me in letting go of sounds and opening up the awareness to the entirety of our experience, to an open awareness or choiceless awareness of whatever experience arises from one moment to the next. So this could be a breath, could be physical sensations or sounds, could be thoughts and emotions, could even be urges to act in certain ways. So resting in an awareness of whatever is arising and attending to that, just as long as it's in our field of awareness, letting it go, when it fades away or disappears, or when it lets go of the attention. So resting in this broad and open awareness. And now, the last few moments of this meditation, just narrowing the focus of attention now to the sensations in the body and the sensations of breathing. Just gathering our attention here. And then letting the sound of the chimes take us into the next few moments of your life. So thank you everyone for the opportunity to meditate with you today. And before we go, I'd just like to remind you that Mark has many, many programs and courses, and there's an all-day retreat on the 25th of April. Brian Shires and Laurie Shires will be here. And just check out some of the other programs on the Mark website. And so have a lovely day. It was nice to meditate with you. And I'll be here for the next 10 minutes if anyone has any questions. And if not, have a lovely rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.